Meantime, at 22 to 8, the cancel culture has sadly, it seems, become embedded in this country. Sky City have cancelled an event that world-renowned philosopher Peter Singer was going to be speaking at. Now, this came about because of a reportage of comments he made in the 1970s over whether parents should have the ability to euthanise disabled children. Now, the event had nothing to do with that. It was about promoting his not-for-profit group, The Life You Can Save, which dedicates its work to raising money for life-saving charities in developing nations. Our Free Speech Coalition member Eric Crampton is with us. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So as Don Brash at universities, we remember that particular one. This is a fairly sad old state of affairs we found ourselves in this country at the moment then, isn't it?
Well, this one is particularly disappointing. The Don Brash affair was more worrying on academic grounds than free speech ones, although they both intertwine. A university that doesn't want to foster that kind of debate kind of has forgotten its purpose, what the point of being a university is. But any private property owner should have the right to decide who's going to be speaking at their venue. The ability, though, to push to get speakers like Peter Singer banned from either campuses or, in this case, Sky City's venue is particularly worrying. Professor Singer is one of the world's leading philosophers. I had the great good fortune to get to interview him in Christchurch in 2015 at the Word Readers and Writers Festival. They brought him in. At that point, there was a minor grumbling about some of his prior work, but that's not what he was there to talk about. Instead, we talked about his work on effective altruism, which is where he has focused his efforts most recently. And it's just difficult to fault that work. So he's the world's foremost utilitarian, and that means that he cares deeply about making sure that the lived experience of people on the planet is as good as it can be. So that's what motivates him. And that underlies some of his other work that's been more controversial, but it takes having really read through his project properly to get what he's at there. Yeah. On the current one, we were looking at more how can we evaluate which charitable purposes are the most effective. So if you've got $100 that you want to give to make the world a better place, what's the most good you can do? And that's really worth thinking about, because you get to some really counterintuitive conclusions in some cases if you think through things long and hard. So in some cases, you do far better by putting in long hours at the office than by volunteering at a soup kitchen if you earn enough and if you then give the money to charity, yeah, right? Because you could pay 5 people or 10 people to go and help others. And he focuses internationally where the greatest need is. So we went through some of those issues. He also thinks consistently through implications for animal welfare, for the well-being of sentient and feeling non-human creatures. And he takes that just as logically consistently. We had a lot of fun with that. And it's just so disappointing that we're not going to be able to have that kind of discussion in Auckland. And it makes me really worry about Sky City as a potential operator, as the operator for the convention center.
That was my next question. So the same right that you're defending, that he should be able to come here and we should be able to listen to him if we want to, surely it is their right to go, you know what, because of it, we don't want him.
Yeah, I've got a lot of sympathy for that view. And if you're talking about a normal commercial environment, there is some sense to that. If it really, really would be the case that a business would lose so much business by hosting someone that, rather than not, that gives you some, there's a bit of a balancing there, right? So they're forced to take into account the considerations on all sides and they make a decision. What I worry is happening with Sky City is that their continued existence, as they are, is massively subject to regulatory risk. They have the vast majority of the video lottery terminal concessions in Auckland under a sinking lid policy that will make them be ever more concentrated as the owner of video lottery terminals. They have the gambling concession at the casino. There's discussion about how anti-money laundering regulation should apply in casinos where there's substantial money laundering risk. If you do it ham-fistedly, it could ruin their business. Their actions seem consistent with someone who is deathly terrified that if their regulator in any one of those areas starts having a bad feel about them in the back of their throat, like, wasn't there something a bit off about them a couple of years ago?
Exactly.
Do we really want them to keep having this license? They're going to start second guessing what they think are the attitudes of their regulator and trying to appease that rather than making more normal commercial considerations. It is a commercial consideration, but one that's heavily under the shadow of the state. So there are huge free speech implications in that, and I think we might have made a mistake in letting them have the casino.
Very nice argument, Eric. Appreciate your time very much, Eric Crampton. That goes before, even if you weren't spruiking this guy, Singer, as being interesting, with even if he was still what you would deem a slightly oddball from the 70s saying egregious stuff, surely you would still argue that it's the right for a person to think that and say that if they want, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen and you don't have to go, but at least give somebody else the right to, if they want to, for whatever reason that they've come to the conclusion that they should. Isn't that what a free society is all about? 16 to 8. Hosking. Well, claim on the program yesterday from Stuart Nash. We